It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this beautiful Saturday morning here in the Heartland. It is prom Saturday, and our kids are going to be dressed up in their best and be celebrating the promenade tonight, 7:30 with high school. It's going to be a lot of fun checking out these guys, but you better look quick because they are fast, and we're going to talk about some of the fast guys around here, and we got the server. Mr. Klaus is in the house. He's doing a great job, and this track team is off to a great start, and they're ahead of where they were last year, which is a great indicator of what the chances of them repeating what they did last year and enhancing that. This whole team, from top to bottom and all the different positions, from the field to the track, has got guys that are competing at high levels, and this is going to make it a fun stretch as we roll out this 2014 school year. And we're going to talk with Coach Todd Ratliff. Some of the guys are going to show up here in just a few seconds. And, of course, we've got to get to the announcement of our overall Stump the Chump champion. And we're going to get to that after a commercial break. And after we run over to Sheraton and check in with Joe Millage. Joe is over in Sheraton. They have a race going on over there this morning, and we're going to talk with Joe here this morning about that. Also, we're going to catch up with, as I said earlier, Coach Todd Ratliff, and if things go well, we're going to get a little report from the CycloneReport.com as Paul Clarkson is checking with us about their big day today, as it's spring football Saturday. Iowa and Iowa State having their spring games today, and we're going to check in and see how both those camps are doing here this morning. Take a quick time out, come back, and run back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Now, TV tells us that your lunch must be ordered by the number and served in a bag, or it's a pound of fancy bread with a few thin slices of meat. But that's not a real meal. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
Get ready to drop your anchor at Captain's Landing on J5T, the Road to the Dam, now open for the season. They're open every day, and their hours are Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. The full menu is available, and they have a new sandwich, Smoked Turkey Bacon Club on Toasted Marble Rye with their homemade cucumber dill spread. Call 641-7243-PIE for your call-ahead orders. That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the Road to the Dam, now open daily.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34.5, back to the Coach's Corner. Beautiful Saturday morning here, and it's been already a very fast track season, and we have got the head coach of the Albion Bleeding Track team, a team that is on a mission. Coach Ty Ratliff is in the house. He brought some guys with him. And Coach, we're going to come over here and talk with Coach. Luke's going to scoot over and let me sit down here by Coach. Coach, you know, we talked earlier in the season, you know, you'd really have some great indicators here to be able to compare. And, you know, the comparison game is sometimes difficult to do because weather conditions, health, all those things are kind of hard to stack up. But, you know, you would have some markers to be able to make some comparisons to maybe let you know if you're on the right track.
Yeah, you know, last year we were able to set a baseline in a lot of our activities, the 4x2, 4x1, both shattering school records, 4x2, 4x4, and so we were able to baseline off that, and then where we started really dropping our times was mid-season, right before Drake Relays last year. So we knew those marks were there to look at.
Coach, you know, we knew we had those two relay events that you know, were exceptional, among the best in the entire state, and you knew you could field some other places there on the track. But what I'm finding this year is you got a lot of guys that you would say are newcomers to the spotlight a little bit that really have stepped up, and it's the depth of your team. I really become impressed with the number of people you have contributing and getting those team points.
Yeah. We're a whole lot deeper this year than we ever have been. You know, and it starts with some of the seniors being willing to branch out from what they've done in the past. You know, Hugh Sinclair, I'm just going to talk about him first. He's our senior captain this year. We didn't really vote on it. Hugh just took the reins of that. And, you know, leaders step up, especially when they turn to be seniors. And he was ready to lead us. And he's long jumping real well. He's winning second place, third place, fourth place at meets. And those give us huge points to start the meet, and we're lacking in that. And Mason Cox is really focused this year on the mile and the 800s. So that spreads us out a little deeper in the distance-wise. But then you've got young Tyler Passett, you know, who last year ran an 11:19 for his peak 2 mile at the end of the season. He's already PR'd three different times this year, to include an 11:07 and then a coaching flaw, 11:02. I had him slow down a little bit in mid-race, and that was my mistake. Otherwise, he would have been under that elusive 11-minute mark. So we go higher and lower, and Tanner Wins doing a nice job getting points in the high jump. And the freshman core that we got in this year has really helped us out, too. You've got Tony Leshen, who stepped into the 4x2 that took second down in Mount Pleasant. And you've got Jake Klaus, who's doing some hurdles. He's done some fours. He's a pretty quick at the two as well. You know, when his teammates decide to have him try an eight, we'll see what he can do there. So that's helped out a ton. You know, there's just guys up and down the line. Hunter Weldon is a new really focused guy this year. He ran last year, but he didn't really have much heart into it. But this year, you know, he's dropped an 11:25 over at Peak, and early in the season, he's runner up to Schultz at the last meet down in Centerville in the open one. So he's helping a ton too. And with the handoffs, you know, will get better as those guys work their way into it.
Well, I just look at, you know, the upperclassmen, the talent you have in that upper class, the senior class, and this junior class, and These guys that are underneath them, you know, you have a lot of really good talent in those sophomore freshman classes. But and I imagine it's kind of it can be a little bit impatient for them because you know they're comparing their times to these guys that are you know really superstars on the track and that's not a fair comparison. But if they went back and looked at the times when they were these guys that now are setting these records and winning state, you know, if they compare those times, you'd see that we got some guys underneath that are really developing as well.
Oh, you're exactly right. You know, and with the lifting program and the other activities and sports that these kids get out and participate in, we look at some of those younger guys. Carter Isley's one that, you know, he's running a 25-200 right now, so that's just about where Schultz was his freshman year. If he would put a comparison in there, you know, Schultz got a little bit quicker than his sophomore year and exploded on the scene last year. You've got... There's an assortment. Ryan Romanko in the field events. You know, he's watching Kieran Judge set new high marks for himself. I think Kieran threw 141 feet 3 inches last meet out. So he's looking at that and saying, "Wow, that's way out there." But we took some time and worked with him, and you know, he's over 100 feet now. He set a new high mark last meet out. So we really do. We've got you know some freshman throwers. Brian Raske. I think Nick Yarkowski is a sophomore. But I think most of these kids understand with the drills that we do that we're not just making them better track athletes, we're making them better athletes. Brian Raske's footwork, just wait till next fall when you see him and you see Nick and you see some of these other guys. They're doing things that aren't very comfortable for them sometimes, but that's going to help them out on the gridiron next fall.
I'm sure Coach Dayton appreciates that, and he's a big advocate of track. And these guys, though, you know, what develops in them, and I think this is what track and what the wrestling can do, is, you know, there's no other 10 guys that the push blame to. There's nobody, you know, all the focus in any one event is on that one individual. And that creates, that can create a lot of stress and create an environment where, you know, there is no room for excuses. It's all on you, and that builds character.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and they get to hang around Coach Winky, Coach Beal, and I. So three characters there that trying to help build them. But it really does. They can be complete athletes. You know, sometimes you have a guy that's just good at tennis, or he's just good at basketball, or he's just good at track. But you've got a lot of kids here in this great community that they do all the different things, which make them well-rounded athletes. And you know, I really appreciate their ability to do that and their work ethic when they go to do that.
You start looking at the time we've now had this track, Coach. You first came here that we didn't have a track, but we now, you know, we're now putting together an entire class of kids who have been able to have the benefits of running on the track. And it's not just having a flat surface to run on, it's having the proper dimensions, the proper feel, you know. Oh my goodness, I remember going on jogs and you know, you guys would be finish up your practice, and I'd be jogging up by the high school, and you'd be laying out hurdles out in the middle of the road, and one person would be watching for cars coming, and the other would be timing the guy running, and there'd be so many guesstimations of, you know, distance and space. But to have that the facility and now have it you know, really for an entire group of kids, that just really tells you why it's so important.
Yeah, it really does. And you know, our junior high programs. Getting better all the time. You know, Coach Helm down there is working well with the guys' side, and Coach Powers on the girls' side, and that helps as well. You know, if there's a track, you're more likely to get kids out. I remember one day I got in trouble for spray painting exchange zone lines on that road out in front of high school. I guess you weren't supposed to do that, but we were trying to do what we could. You know, in that run across Iowa in 2000, I kind of am a historian with the track program and the things that I've been involved in. I try to read through that, but before the season starts, so I can motivate myself to see where we've been and where we are now. You know, and that money's now been used. We've got the fully automatic timing, or the fat time system. So our meet that we had the other night, Mr. Little and the people up in the press box had that timer going, and boom, it was quick. So it's a pretty state-of-the-art facility for us to work on and to train on. And, you know, with that, times have come down over the past 6, 7, 8 years.
Well, Coach, you know, you're starting to think about Drake Relays. You're starting to think about, you're always thinking about Drake Relays and state wrestling. There's nothing like the Blue Oval, but, you know, you're really getting into the crunch time and the weather's starting to get warm, so you can start to get those bodies warmed up a little bit. This really is, this is go time.
Yeah, it is. You know, the last last week or so, we've had kind of a split squad. We had two meets on the same night, one up in Pekin and then one down in Centerville. And the guys that went up to Pekin had a great time. I really wish I could have gone with that group and watched some of the activities they did. They just tried some new things. Brian Rasky, again, I mentioned him earlier, but he's working on footwork, so he decided, hey, the hurdles might help me with footwork. So he was part of that shuttle hurdle relay team, and I really wish I could have seen that. They said it was fun to watch. Not fast to watch, but fun to watch. So that was...
It's not running through them, it's over them.
Right, right. So, but you know, when the young kids are willing to try things, they find things out about themselves that they didn't know. The other group went down to Centerville. We just had 13 kids. Kieran was sick that day, and Brett Leshen was still in Puerto Rico. So we're a little bit short with the 13 guys we took down there. And we had a really, really good meet. Alex threw the shot for the first time through 42.10, which is a big boy throw. Mason Cox ran a 4.41 mile. Jake Klaus went 60.5 in the four lows. Ryan and Luke, I think both ended up with four medals, which isn't a huge shock, but they spread themselves out in different events. We had two freshmen, a senior distance runner, and then Hunter Weldon, who is a sprinter, run the 4x2 and come in second. So trying to spread points out. When we got the meet sheet at the end of the meet, we found out that Mount Pleasant, a powerhouse 3A program, beat us by 1 point, but we were ahead of the conference rivals, Davis County, who didn't have a superior night, but Centerville, Sheraton. So it was really positive. Just this morning I got a text from Coach Jones down in Centerville. They found some errors on the score sheet, and we actually tied Mount Pleasant for the big red title, which has never happened before. And I always like to see new things happen when they're positive with a program. But as we gear up, we've got a possibility of two meets this next week. Wilton is supposed to be 41 degrees, wind chill at 20, so I'm pretty sure that that one will end up not happening. But then Tuesday over at Sheraton, where we have great competition from state champion team Pella, and Knoxville will be there. And then against Carlisle, some teams we haven't seen much of yet. But so that'll be good. Right now our relay teams look really set. Our 4x1 team turned in a 44.80 up at Knoxville. So that one should be a lock. Usually about 45.3 will get teams into that. They take 80 of the 386 teams. The big surprises really came at the home meet. It was a pretty nice night, a little chilly, but the four horsemen, as we sometimes call them, Brett, Luke, Ryan, and Alex, clicked off a 131.47 4x2. Now, just to put that into perspective of what was run last year in the state of Iowa, that would have gotten them third at the state meet. They ran that on April 1st. That's pretty amazing. They ran a 327.08 in the 4x4, which was roughly the same time we ran last year prior to Drake to get in as the number 6 seed. So it looks like right now those three relays have a really good shot at making it in. There's a chance we'll take another shot at the 4x8. We've got three real solid legs on that. We've got the other leg coming around. So if we can drop about 8 more seconds off our season best there, that one has a shot of getting in. And we're going to try to mix the medley up. We've got a solid medley team. It's about 2 seconds, I think, off from making it. So we're going to switch the order up in that and see if we can maybe push that one in. You know, last year tied the most relays we'd ever taken to Drake at 2. So it looks like we're going to do better than that this year if all things stay consistent and maybe get 4 or 5 in.
In the past, we've been able to take a guy in different events, but to sit here and talk about the different relays, you know, that tells you the number of really good athletes you have to have in your program, and that's a real testament to the depth of our track program. Coach, you know, as we talk about qualifying for state, how do you make the decision? You know, you can only participate in so many different events. How do you make those decisions on, you know, who's going to take and do these individual races? Who's going to do the relays? So that, and there's got to be a strategy behind it, because you know you don't want guys that are going to be running the relays worn out because they're running individual meets. How do you process that?
Well, there's a couple different ways. One, we have guys that focus on pretty specific events throughout the season, and then they'll fill in other areas to help the team. So like your distance runners, Mason, went up there last year in the 4x8. We're going to try to get that 4x8 team up there. Tanner Wynn, another solid kid, dropping 205, 800s now, which is as good as he got it throughout the whole year last year. And he's doing two 205s a meet. So he's come along real good. Mason, come along real good. We really do like to focus on the relays. But more so, the coaching staff, Coach Winkie, Coach Beal, and I, we like to look at what other teams are doing and where we could possibly get the most team points. And if that involves putting relays together, you know, we prefer that because a relay team has the four runners plus two reserves. So you can get six guys up there in that atmosphere down on the center field, on the Drake football field to warm up, you know, and to run on that blue oval in the morning session. So we look at the points we could possibly make, you know, so that's the 4x4 and the 4x2. Hate to do this, but are predicted to win the state meet with who we have coming back on that. 4x1 should be a top 4 or 5 team, just again because of where they placed last year, who graduated, who's coming up. So if you look at that, you could score 24, 26 points with just those three events. Then you kind of have to look at where other teams that will be in our district are strong and where they're weak, to try to sneak them through to get up to the state meet. So the 4x8, I think, again, will place. It was one off last year, and we're a lot stronger there. But, you know, we've got young guys that are trying new things. Hunter Weldon's really come on. I think I mentioned that earlier. Kieran Judge, you know, he specializes in the discus, and he's over 140 feet this year for the first time ever. So that's pretty easy to see there. Again, I hate to say sometimes it's luck of the draw, but sometimes it is. West Burlington, Notre Dame, Mediapolis, both predicted to be top 6 or 7 teams at the state meet. So we've got a tough draw. It's not official yet, but geographically speaking, we can be sure that they'll be with us at districts. And then sometimes people just explode on the scene in other areas, like Mason did in the mile this year. You know, I don't think he broke 5:10 last year, and he's at 4:41 now. So put on his big boy running shoes this season, and he's focused. He's going to run college cross country next fall, and possibly college track. So all those things kind of work themselves into place.
4:31. That's impressive. And 4:41. Well, you know, I was counting, you know, getting under that 4.5 mark, and you know, you break that into each lap, and that doesn't require a lot of shaving of the time. And we talked about that last year. You know, when you have, and this is kudos to your coaching staff. We're talking with Coach Todd Ratliff, head coach of the Audrey track team. But when you have guys in your program, the coaches in your program help you, and you can identify those little things, those little difference makers, not just go out and run, guys, but break those things down. You shave off those fractions of seconds, and literally it is fractions of seconds that separate those finish lines, and fractions of seconds that will separate you from being a state champion and a record setter to a guy that just runs the meet.
Yeah, you know, and Coach Winkie's really our research and design guy. He spends a lot of time looking up different things that they can do. You know, how we can tweak their block movements just a little bit, how we can maneuver in the exchange zones, and you know, drills that we can do to improve the foot speed. So he does a good job there. And Coach Beal, he works a lot with the distance core. And then I just am kind of there reaping the benefits of being around these guys.
Yeah, you know, the guys want to know when you're going to let go of the donut box and give up your copy when they're out there running. Just teasing. Coach, he lost his glasses the other day because he's running while they're running on the outside of the track, or on the track, he's running on the inside trying to keep up with them. Coach, I think that's part of the thing. The guys know that you're sold out to them.
Yeah, they see me run. They see me go in pain. I think last night I was the last guy at the track. Tyler stuck around just to make sure I didn't scam on my workout. I'm training for a little different activity than normal during track season, so haven't been running in practice with them as much, but I think they see me out on the roads. I've got a 20-miler today, so any track guys out there listening, just give me a holler. I'll let you run part of that with me.
Sweet. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back and meet some of the guys. Tyler Pass is in the house. Jake Klaus, Ryan, or Luke Sarver is in the house. I just blew that, you know. Wow, yeah, he whipped me too. We're going to come right back, talk to the guys. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to Community First Credit Union, Coach's Corner. Coach Todd Ratliff and guys with me here. We're talking a little Albia track. And, Coach, real quick, you brought some guys in. Let's introduce these guys and we'll go around and talk to them.
All right, for representing the distance corps today, we have Tyler Pass. Tyler Pass is a guy who came in as a freshman, you know, not a super athlete, but really works hard. He's going to talk a little bit about what the distance corps is doing. In the center chair, we've got Jake Klaus. And Jake Klaus is here because when Alex couldn't make it this morning, I said, who would you like me to sit in for you? He said, get Jake Klaus because that kid's a hard worker and he's got some talent. He's going to be in here for the next 3 years, get him some experience early. And then I was out of people, so I just called Luke Sarver to see if he would want to come in and tell us what he knew about the relays. No, Luke's one of those four horses that I think right now he's 8 for 8 going to the state meet. He's got 3 state medals, a Drake Relays medal. He'll run the 2, he'll run the 4, he'll run the 8. He'll run the 1. If I ask him the hurdle, he does that. So pretty versatile guy. So he's going to talk a little bit about all those things.
All right, let's meet up with Tyler Pass here. Tyler, you're a distance guy, and you know, a cross country. I thought you had a breakout year in cross country, and that kind of, to me, maybe from a distance looking in, gave you a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I picked up some confidence at helping lead our team at the district meet, state meet, and it's kind of carried over into track to help lead the distance corps when Mason wasn't here.
You know, your coach loves to run. He's a distant type of guy as well. It's kind of nice to have that kind of a person to kind of mentor you through the program.
It's great. I like it.
Talk a little bit about the technique, some of the things you guys are working on technique-wise to lower those times. Here's your close out the season.
Coach has had me do, we've had a lot of meets recently, and he'll put me in 2 mile, mile, 800 in the past few meets, and that just really helps conditioning, and kind of helps me stay strong throughout the meet and keep running the races hard.
During the season, and I think, you know, that you guys did this in track or in cross country, you know, you did a lot of workouts with heart monitors to kind of get the heart figured out. But shocking the heart like that, running those short distance and then coming back with some long distance, as you said, helps build that conditioning.
Yeah, I think when we're warming up, one of the things we could do, what we do is we'll go out hard for a bit and shock our heart a bit and make sure that our body's ready to do that when we start the event.
What are you looking forward to most here as you wind down the season?
Conference meet. It's been in my mind the whole season, and I think we got the team that we need to go out there and win that for the first time in 75 years.
That's I like that attitude, and that's the makeup of this team. And Tyler Pass is doing a great job across the country, great job on the track, and you know, he's got more left in him. Jake Klaus sitting next to me. Jake, buddy, you're just a fraction of a second off from getting under that 60 time. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, I started out as a 63, and I'm already into a 60, so I'm hoping to break a 59 by Monday or Tuesday.
Well, you know, really, with when you're running hurdles, those steps really matter, and it really is. It's like counting in your head as you go through the track.
Oh yeah, steps is a big thing for this race. My last two hurdles, I always stutter, but that's because I'm getting tired. But as the season goes by, I probably get better conditioning. My steps will be perfect, I hope.
You know, I think about guys like you, these underclassmen. You really have a great example to look up to these your junior and senior classmates.
Oh yeah, Hugh Sinclair. During the 4x4 with Sarvers and Hugh, I always get really nervous because it's a varsity event, and Hugh just tells me to calm down, it's just another race, and I'll do fine, and I usually do.
Well, buddy, a big week ahead for you, and to get under that 60 time is going to be a great thing for you, and it's just a matter of knocking down those steps.
Yep, that's what I'm hoping for.
Jake Klaus, boy, Coach Ratliff talked early on in the year about Jake, and he's already proven out there. Here's a guy that is one of the four horsemen. I like that. Ryan Sarver. I was just waiting to tease you, buddy. Luke Sarver sitting next to me. Luke, don't you get tired of that?
Oh, not really. You're used to it, yeah.
Well, Luke, talk a little bit about the expectations coming into the season. You guys, after having the amazing finish last year, it wasn't just that you finished the way you did. It's how you guys finished. You had some really dramatic moments in there, and some really inspiring moments. Drake that really changed things, and you guys just you set the bar last year, and then coming into this season, you got all those expectations on you.
Well, coming into the season, this sport or track kind of overlapped with basketball. So after basketball practice, we'd go run some track to get in shape for our upcoming meets. But what we did when we first started the season, we got the team together and we sat down and wrote down our goals. And our goals are pretty high for this season. And one of those is to be the champions at the Drake Relays. And the way we're working now, I can see it happening. So we're just really working hard to achieve what we set. So,
I look at your times last year, and you just break that off for each runner. And Coach and I have talked about it most of the summers. Most of last year. Really the special place that you guys find yourself in. Really just a blink of an eye for each of you, and you guys not only are state champions again, but you hold an amazing record.
Yeah, and when I think we all really feed off each other, because when we run the 4x2 or 4x4, we're always asking for splits and see who had the fastest and see who had the slowest. And whoever has the slowest is getting, crap towards them. But, that just pushes us to get faster and really pushes us and to reach our goals. So,
how much does all this success, all these expectations that, you guys have had in all the different sports, how much does that that benefit or weigh on you as you go into the next season?
Well, it's just, it's expected. So, what's expected, you have to work hard for, and, I think, you work hard enough for, it's just going to come natural. So.
You guys are working hard. It shows. I mean, you just look at the physiques and I say proof is always in the pudding, and the pudding's tasting really good here at Albia. So you guys are getting it done. Talk a little bit about, what is it? You look back at the last year and you look at this year at this time. What's the difference between the 2 years?
Well, I don't know. We're a little bit faster than we are at this time than we were last year. So that's a good sign. But having this year, as the basketball season went longer because we made the state tournament, we had a little less time to get ready for that first meet. So it's kind of crunch time, going into that first meet. But I think we got things figured out and got all the kinks worked out. So I think we're looking good right now.
Well, Luke, really appreciate it, buddy. You guys do a great job, and it's going to be fun to watch you down the stretch here. And of course, as Coach alluded to earlier, some of those big guys running hurdles, some of those big guys doing the steps on the shot put and the discus, that's going to speak really well for you guys on the football field come fall.
Yeah, well, we definitely need all those guys. All those guys are big team points, and we'll need them in every sport to come. So it's good to have them out for track, and it's good to see them every day and working hard.
Luke Sarver, Jake Klaus. Tyler Passett, just a part of this tremendous team. Coach, you got the easiest job in the world coaching guys like this.
Yeah, as long as they remember to bring their shoes and they remember to have their uniforms and a baton when they go to the starting line, You know, in practice, I can say this is what we're going to do, and I don't really get any kickback or feedback from them negatively. They all understand that they've been there before, or people around them have been there before. They know what it takes to do it. You know, Luke alluded to it a little bit, but we have the confidence to come in and run and to do well. And, you know, if something happens during a meet, we know how to make up for it with other points. So it's a great job. I'll tell you what, I'm a lucky man.
75 years separating Albie from its last conference track title, and the Blue Demons are looking to get that changed on the oval this year. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to run back over and catch up with Joe Millies. We're going to go to the chumpiest chumps of all, and then we're going to check in with Kerry Ernest, the champion of Stump the Chumps. And the amazing part about this whole tournament, only one person picked the champion. And that person ended up finishing ninth place. Brad Van Mersbergen was the only person in the entire brackets to pick UConn. And on the final night, he jumped 747 points, but still fell eight places short of the championship. And we're going to talk with Kerry Ernest, Joe Millies, the top jump, when we come back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase the Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
At Lucas County Health Center, their family practice physicians, as well as certified nurse midwives, are committed to helping you and your little ones stay healthy during your pregnancy. With newly remodeled labor and delivery suites, complete with whirlpool tubs, they're ready to deliver your miracle. From prenatal classes to breastfeeding support and everything in between, Lucas County Health Center is here to guide you through the adventures of motherhood. Call 774-3000 to establish a personal relationship with an OB provider today. Lucas County Health Center, delivering miracles. Meal planning is easy when you start with always fresh cut and 100% natural meats from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods. Save on Tyson inspected boneless skinless chicken thighs, just $1.79 per pound. Family packs of 80% lean ground beef are $2.99 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice family packs of boneless tenderized pork sirloin steaks are $2.79 per pound. Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods open 7 days a week on North Clinton in Albia.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Dreaming up your ideal retirement is your job. Helping you get there is ours. That's why we encourage you to contribute to an Edward Jones IRA by April 15th. By investing in an Edward Jones IRA, you can take advantage of potential tax benefits for 2013 and give your money more time to potentially grow. To help make sense of your retirement goals before April 15th tax deadline, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Edward Jones local financial advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Strange.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. We lost just a second there, a little technology issues, but we have got Kerry Ernest, the champion of Stump the Chumps, on the line. And Kerry, you may be the long distance entrant and now the long distance champion. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell me about your methodology. What grand scheme did you do to put together this bracket that leads you to this championship?
Well, I really wanted Wisconsin to win because they're a Big Ten team, and being the Minnesota and a Gophers fan, I figured they were, you know, due to win. And my brother had mentioned early on that they've been playing really good and they had a good chance to win. So I just kind of felt that they, you know, deserved it because I really like Frank the Tank. And Connecticut, I didn't really know much. I just kind of randomly selected Connecticut to go to the championship game with Wisconsin, which since they lost by 1 point, I'm still kind of heartbroken. But I didn't really have any, you know, certain method or anything.
Well, it sounds like you must have, because you did a great job. You picked them right. Kerry, where are you from, and how did you get involved in the contest?
I live in Prior Lake, Minnesota, and my brother knows Joe from work, and so he had sent me an email with the link and said it was free to sign up, and I just did it. So yeah.
So now, are you gonna share the winnings with your brother? And and you know, you not only won the championship, but you stumped all the chumps. You just smoked us. But I don't know, is your brother
no.
Want some of this money now?
I'm not gonna share it with him. I'm going to. I have turkey hunting coming up in a couple of weeks in Wisconsin, so I'm going to go buy some new camo here for that, and I don't know, just randomly buy whatever I see fit at Menards.
Well, I've been talking to the Abbey track coach, a guy that's going to go run 20 miles here in just a second, but you've already put your miles in this morning, if I have it correct.
Yes.
So did you have a race you ran this morning?
We went to, we did the autism walk at the Mall of America this morning.
Well, very good. So you've already been up and been at it, and that might be the ingredient. Somebody who gets up before the early bird gets the worm and gets it done. And Kerry, thanks so much for being part of this and helping raise money for the food bank here in Southern Iowa. And congratulations. Enjoy your winnings.
Thank you so much.
The top chump, the chumpiest chump of all, Joe Millies will join us in a second. But right now, we got the champion online, Kerry Ernest from Minnesota, who won this thing, and she's going to split her winnings with her brother, who encouraged her to sign up. It's so easy that even a guy like Joe Millies can get it done. So congratulations, Kerry Ernest. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, and talk to the top chump, Joe Millies, over in Sheraton at the finish line of the race going on over there this morning. And we'll come right back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Back to the Corn 34 and 5 as we wind down this prom Saturday. And congratulations, Carrie Earnest. How about that? All the way from Minnesota. This morning she's running a race up at the Mall of America and joining us online here. And she is the winner of Stump the Chumps 2014. And the top chump is joining us on the line, Joe Millage over in Sheraton. Joe, you got a race going on over there this morning, and I'm sure you were sitting at the finish line watching them come in, not running.
That's exactly right. I was sitting at the finish line watching them come in. No, we're providing some services over here, some PA and whatnot, and they've had a nice little run over here this morning, Jason. It's called Sheraton Nightlights 5K. It's the first time that they've run this race. It's a brand new race, and as it says, night lights. It's being run during the day, but essentially what they're trying to do over here is get some lights for the baseball field. They need about $170,000, and they've raised some money, and this is going to go a long way as they've got some grants and some matches. And over 250 people out here today running this race, and they're still coming in. Christian Bankston is a name that is familiar to all of us, that Sheraton Charger basketball player was the first guy across, and also Lacey Stevenson from Knoxville was our first female across. But I'm sitting here, Jason, with Coach Larry Millage and Coach, 27 years here at the baseball field working and toiling and never really with any lights.
That's right. I had a very poor field to begin with, but we didn't have lights. And this was a field that just was done in increments. When I started, I told the crowd this morning that when we started, I and one other man built a backstop. But that's all we had for several years was just a backstop. We had no fencing, no outfield fences, no dugouts, no concession stand, no dressing rooms, no hitting cages, or any of that. And it's been really rewarding to see how the field. There's a lot of emphasis on it now. When I came in the 1960s, there was very little emphasis on baseball here, very little resources to work with, and that's just turned completely around. And Jake Schroeder has done a great job. He's a great promoter, and he's made a number of field improvements. So we think we have one of the nicer playing fields in the state of Iowa for our size school, and it's getting better all the time.
And, of course, Coach Millage, there's nothing like nighttime baseball. It's going to be quite the deal the night that they turn on the lights here and play nighttime baseball.
Yes, it's going to help in a couple of ways. I think it will help us maybe get some tournaments in here, but it also helps in that we don't have players showing up in the middle of the afternoon at 2:30 in the middle of July when it's so hot. So we can probably start everything at least 2 hours later. And it will help in that sense. But throughout the 27 or 29 years that I coached here, we had several games that were stopped because of the darkness. So that's not going to happen anymore.
All right. Well, that's Coach Millage. He's actually my dad. And he is going to love seeing the lights actually be put on this field. And, again, they've got a long ways to go, but they've gotten a pretty good start on it here the last 6-8 months. And this race, Jason, is certainly going to help with that as well.
Well, I'm thrilled, Joe, with all the authority that you give me here at KISC as the sports director to announce that KISC will donate $100,000 towards those lights. So, just
that is great. I will make that announcement to the crowd that you are no longer going to take a salary as sports director, and then we're just going to donate your salary to the lights. That's very generous of you, sir.
All I have left is my blood, Joe.
Well, Jason, we'd love to see you over here. It's a great crowd. It's a great day. Man, the temperatures are just wonderful. If you've been outside yet today, it's much like yesterday. And the runner's still coming across, and I'm sure you'll hear a lot more about Sheraton Nightlights.
Well, how about let's talk a little bit about Friday Night Lights.
Well, that's an interesting one. We're going to be talking about Friday Night Lights football coming up, but this coming Friday night, we're going to be doing something we've never done before and probably will never do again after all of the insurance claims and legal battles, but we're going to do an Easter egg hunt at the Albia City Park next Friday night for ages 10 to 17, and Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative supplying 200 flashlights to the first 200 kids. We're going to hide the eggs, and we're going to wait till 8:30 when it's pretty well dark and have a lot of fun finding eggs, and there will be some nicer gift items and some cash and some KIIC t-shirts and whatnot in the mix as well. That's Friday night for ages 10 to 17 at the Albia Community Park. Lots of folks going to be out there helping us with that and trying to keep everybody safe as well. And then, of course, our annual Great Golden Easter Egg Hunt the next morning downtown. The Albia Chamber of Commerce helping with that one as well. And that one, I believe, starts at 10 a.m. right after you get off the air, Jason, next week. We'll start the Easter Egg Hunt, the Great Golden Easter Egg Hunt for all the other ages, so everything up to 10 years old, downtown at the City Park. And, of course, everybody's looking for those golden Easter eggs because they have a little bit more value.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
All right. Sorry about that, Jason. I know we lost your connection there, but I hope to see you out next Friday night as well.
Well, I was just going to just bragging on you, buddy. I was saying, you know, I'm so stinking proud. I'm Paul Rhodes coach proud of my Joe Millage that he has not even said one thing about being the chumpiest chump of them all.
I know it's never very attractive to rub things in, but yeah, I am the chumpiest chump. I don't know how I did it because we had more chumps in the field this year than we've ever had, from Keith Murphy to Chris Hassel to Kevin Crawl, who thought he was going to beat me this year and fell a few points short. But, yeah, it's nice to win one again.
Well, you know, the biggest shame of them all, I think, is that Coach Henry, who was in but wasn't in.
Yeah, Coach Henry, we discovered, was playing a competitor's radio station's bracketing contest. He said that he played ours, but then I think he got the call letters messed up or something. He says he doesn't like country music. So, you know, that's fine. I understand. It's not for everybody. But, you know, you're in southern Iowa. You should at least play your – you live in Albia. You should at least play the Albia radio station's bracketing contest and not the competitor's. But that's okay. We'll forgive them this year. We might let them back in next year.
Well, we certainly have the talent and the least talented of all. But the guy that spends more resources, more time studying it, when we come up there on the Wednesday night, the kickoff show, Joe Millage has got the entire desk covered with different resource material. And then he uses the best ploy of them all. He listens to everybody else's picks and then follows the leaders.
You know, if I'd listened to everybody else's picks, then you know, I would have done worse. What a year for the tournament, and to have a number 7 play a number 8 in the championship round. I mean, obviously we had one person pick UConn. Brad Van Mersbergen picked UConn, and I can't remember the gentleman's name that picked Kentucky. But the problem with picking UConn was he was so far back in the field that the 32 points he got by winning the championship didn't get him high enough to beat Kerry Ernest from Minnesota. So, yeah, that $500 Menards gift card going out to Kerry, and it sounds from your interview she's got some great things coming up for that. And we'll do the contest again next year. And obviously, $1,100 gets turned into $2,200 at the Food Bank of Southern Iowa, and Neil Abbott and folks down there are real happy about that.
Well, enjoy the finish line there, and congratulations to your dad, a legendary coach there. The field's named after him, and that's a beautiful complex that they've worked really hard on there in Sheraton. And I know they're as proud of the community as they've got there. This race and then the combination of what the community will come together, and they'll have those lights. And I'll tell you what, as a guy that loves to watch baseball, it's much more enjoyable at 8 o'clock and 75 degrees than 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock and 105.
Yeah, that's true, and no shade really either. So, sounds good, Jason. We'll sign off here again. Christian Bankston, your winner of the Sheraton Nightlights 5K for the overall winner. The first female across was Lacey Stevenson from Knoxville, and folks still coming in here. So we'll cut you loose. Thanks a lot.
The chumpiest chump of them all, Joe Millie's champion chump this year. Carrie Earnest, the winner overall, and she gets a $500 Menards gift card. I want to thank Community First Credit Union for being a part of Stump the Chumps. And the $1,100 that goes to the food bank because of you who have signed up and helped contribute to this great cause. And that $1,100 will turn into $2,200, and a lot of people will be fed because of this program. We're going to be back here next Saturday morning. Actually, we're going to be up on the square, so don't forget the Golden Easter Egg Hunt, 10 o'clock next Saturday morning. And Friday night, the first ever Easter Egg Hunt at night under the lights. We're going to take a great time here and enjoy prom Saturday. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices.